of Rock, and here we go, return with the Coach's Show. It's a Thursday edition of the Coach's Show, as again, the West Plains Zizzers will be hosting the Hillcrest Hornets tonight. Hillcrest 0-2, West Plains 2-0. But before we get to looking at the game itself and the opponent, tonight is a big night for people to come and help the Bridges program, isn't it?
Sure. There's a lot of activities going on tonight. I believe we've got volleyball, softball, tennis. So, you know, plus the football game, that's four events that that I'm aware of that you've got the opportunity to go to. And then, you know, some of those will start at 4:30. So then after that contest, you can get over there to the stadium and watch the football game. Again, I'm canned good, perishable item. So, you know, it's a good deal for a good cause. And we hope everybody comes out and packs the house.
Well, I think there's going to be a massive crowd tonight. You know, I just the one thing that I do like about it is it gives the Zizzers now. You know, I mean, there's you guys are in a completely different conference, different class. So you know, the SCA schools now that love football can come and watch a game. I mean, what the heck else are you going to do on a Thursday night? You know. So come on out to Zizzer Stadium and check out the Zizzers and Hillcrest. Now, what have you seen offensively out of Hillcrest? Are they're more of a ground pound, or are they going to try and just throw it all over the place?
Well, they're multiple. They try to stay balanced. You know, they've got a quarterback that has the ability to run the football. They've got a little speed as well, a very fast guy, and number 10 that they put in the slot. And but you know, they try to stay balanced. I would say, you know, the quarterback is a little more adept at throwing the ball. He's a big thick kid, but you know, they try to stay balanced. They've struggled the first two games. Of course, they've had two good opponents in Kickapoo and Lebanon, so
yeah,
you know, the schedule wasn't real friendly to them to start the season.
Well, and that's the thing, you know, teams like Hillcrest coming in, and you know, your Zizzers are pretty high right now, feeling good about themselves, but you can't take away your focus. You can't lose your focus on tonight's game because your opponent's 0-2. As a coach, you know, is that one of the harder things to try and overcome? Is because, you know, kids are kids. They know what the record is, but keeping the intensity, I get that's what I'm looking for. Keeping that intensity going, is that one of the harder tasks you have as a coach?
It is. You know, you're dealing with 15 to 18 year old kids, and you know, when we met as a team and passing out our scouting reports, you know, at the top of the scouting report it says, you know, no complacency. You know, we can't get complacent. You know, and right below that it says, you know, we don't play down to the level of your competition.
Yeah.
You know, on paper, you know, we're a better team than Hillcrest on paper, but the game's not won on paper. And that's hard to get them to get locked in because, like you said, they do see Ozark Sports Zone. They do, you know, get online and read this and that. So it's hard to keep them focused. But, you know, there's some things we try to do to motivate them and to keep them focused. And, you know, we're going to have to come out ready to play.
There's offensively now, you know, you've installed a new offense. And here we are headed into week three. Where would you say, you know, percentage-wise you're at as far as comfort level for you calling plays with your system right now with the team?
Probably about 70. It's not like it needs to be. And some of that is due to the fact that, you know, two of our main parts, you know, haven't played a full game yet. So, you know, when you go into Friday night. You've prepped all week for the game plan and some of these plays that you think you're going to run or that you might save for the second half so they can't make adjustments. And when they're on the sideline, you can't run those. So that has been frustrating. You know, we haven't got into, you know, all that deep into the playbook. And then on top of that, with, you know, people don't realize Carter McCracken hadn't took one snap on offense. And this summer, I mean, he was a bruiser. He had a great summer at Warrensburg, at Evangel, you know, at Mountain Home, running the football. Now he's a load right there in the tackle box. I mean, he runs behind his pads. He doesn't shy away from contact. So we're really missing that element of his game. So, you know, I'll be glad when we can get everybody healthy and get all those pieces rolled in.
Well, how long will he have that ball on his hand?
You know, we're not really sure yet. He was doing his therapy this week. You know, he didn't have the cast on so he could do his therapy. And then they were going to cast him up before the game tonight. So, you know, I'm hoping maybe it's just another 2 weeks.
But I'm not sure.
But well, I'll be glad when we get him back. He's a difference maker.
Well, and he probably gives you opens up a different strategy. You know, if you got somebody that, you know, can give you 3 yards right up the gut, you know, I mean, just attacking the heart of a defense, that just opens up so many, you know, it opens up the edges. It can open up the middle of the field, the, you know, play action. I know you're a big fan of play action. If you've got somebody that's just busting it between the tackles, big plays can happen.
Yeah, and we really feel like, you know, the way Bolivar was aligned in their scheme, you know, playing wide, wide technique on the edges, trying to take away Heston. You know, that would have been perfect for Carter to, you know, shove it up in there in the A and B gaps by what they were doing defensively. So, but yeah, like you said, he gives us another dimension. And then when you do that, if they're going to double Heston like we've seen, you know, then that's going to open up. You know, that's going to be one less hat in the box, which is going to give a running advantage for Carter.
Well, again, everybody, head coach of the West Plains Zizzers, Joel Wyatt, 2-0 Zizzers to start the season. And tonight they play host to Hillcrest. Again, that game will be broadcast on our sister station, KDY 102.5, and live video streamed at OzarkRadioNews.com. You got some folks out there you'd like to thank before you sneak on out?
Yeah, last week for our breakfast, we had the Hawkins family, Brett and Aaron Hawkins. And this morning for breakfast, it was the Hudson family. So, again, we thank them, and we appreciate, you know, what they do for the program. And then for our pregame meal, I'm not even sure who that's going to be. But, you know, hopefully I can mention them tomorrow when I get back out here. And hopefully it's after a good night. But, again, we've got to show up and play.
Absolutely. Cannot take anything for granted. The Zizzers looking to try and move to 3-0. And again, that's all going to go down tonight. And the schedule, I just had that in my hand. I don't know what I did with it. But
Before we get off here, yeah. Gary, I want to give a shout out to our JV. They're 2-0. They beat Bolivar 22-0 2 weeks ago. And then, you know, we had to play on a Tuesday, this past Tuesday, and they beat Glendale 50-16. Just a great night on both sides of the ball and in the kicking game. You know, we just had a great night offensively, running the football, and then defensively we created some turnovers. We had some big hits, so really proud of our young guys as well.
You know, most coaches I know, they're creatures of habit. And they hate it. They do not like getting taken out of their schedule. So a JV game Tuesday, a varsity game Thursday, that's kind of upsetting your apple cart a little bit, isn't it?
Big time. Yeah, I'm a Monday, Friday, Monday, Friday, Monday, Friday guy. creature habit, most definitely. So it's been a, you know, it's been a difficult week, especially with our injuries and our sickness. And then those JV kids, you know, play on a Tuesday, and then you wake up, and then you got to be the scout team the very next day, and then there's a varsity game on a Thursday. So
yeah.
It's been a long week for them.
What's your plans Friday? Your wife may get to see you Friday
night. Well, yeah, I'm not sure yet. We've talked about as a staff hitting the road and going to watch someone. I wanted to go see my guy, Steve Airey, and watch the Bombers, but they're playing at Greenwood. So I can't make that trip, but I don't know, either rest up or go to Springfield or even Lebanon and catch a game.
I'm not a gambling man, but if I was gambling, I'm going to say you're going to be probably at Lebanon. Or Coach, thanks for coming by, man.
Thanks, Gary.